Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with myself, Craig, Ash.
Ahoy!
And Tom.
Oh, hello!
I went to Ash first.
That's never happened before. Tom. I don't like change.
Rob Tom of his ahoy. Went the other way around. I've never done it, Ash and Tom.
No, never.
I think I've always been a Tom then Ash kind of guy.
Bastard. Pecking order.
Yeah, brilliant.
Who isn't? So we are game week 30 is done. We've just had the international break. I'm sure you missed us. And if you can cast your minds way back to game week 30, we'll talk about the internationals in a bit. It was a big week, fantasy football scoring wise. We predicted it. I think Tom said he thought it would be.
I thought it would be a strange one. I think.
Yeah.
After such a low scoring one, yeah.
Well, the week before was pretty dull, wasn't it? It was very, very low, and then all of a sudden we had some big scorers. It seemed like a big one for the one reason. Game week 30 will go down in the records as the week that everybody in the world had Harry Kane as a captain.
Yeah, must have done.
I think that's pretty safe to say. Did you two have him as captain?
I did indeed.
Yeah.
I think you had to, yeah.
Him as captain. And the reason being, obviously, the results from game week 30, we had Tottenham obviously had a 4-3 win over Leicester with Mr. Kane kind of featured in quite prominently. Man City 3-0 over West Brom, finally getting some comfortable results where they've laboured over them before. Swansea got a last minute win, 1-0 over Villa. Crystal Palace beat Stoke away from home 2-1. Southampton beat Burnley 2-0. And Arsenal, Tom's Arsenal, beat Newcastle 2-1 with the man Olivier Giroud performing.
Absolutely.
And did you have him? Because you debated it. It's one of those things again.
I didn't. No, I thought I was going to. And I talked about it, but didn't do it. And yeah, he scored.
Yeah, I put Giroud in.
I want to know, bearing in mind you live with your wife who doesn't like football, who did you talk about it with? Was it just a conversation with yourself on a Saturday morning?
Or? Yeah, I talked to myself. Come on, Tom. I just look in the mirror and just go, come on, you can do this.
Just a sticker with a panini sticker for Olivier Giroud on the mirror.
Yeah.
Just talking at
count.
Him.
Make it count, Tom. Yeah. But it seems like forever ago that game week, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It was like ages ago.
Yeah, I forgot how close the Tottenham-Leicester game was.
It was.
Yeah, because in my mind, Kane obviously got a hat-trick, so I was thinking it was probably like 3-0 or whatever.
No. That wasn't in your mind. That happened.
Yeah.
Get that.
the Arsenal Newcastle game as well. We were lucky to hold on to that.
Yeah,
it was mad.
It was there was a few results. Man City was the other alternative for captain choice with Aguero, because I think a lot of people either went for Kane and thought it's going to be Kane. They're playing Leicester. It's going to be Kane, or anyone who's maybe trying to outsmart their other league members thought Aguero. Surely Aguero
backfired, wouldn't it?
City comfortable, but again Aguero. Not really doing a great deal.
It's a lot of money as well, isn't he?
So much now.
So expensive. We're going to talk about him a bit later for that very reason. But he's such a good player. But my God, in like fantasy football terms, has he underperformed this season as a whole?
Yeah, awesome.
And all these strikers who are so much cheaper, between 6 and 7 million, like Kane, Austin, Berahino, all just banging in. God, it's almost boring talking about how good Harry Kane is, but you have to.
Yeah.
Who then for Man City? Forgetting about Aguero. Who's actually been their performers for them? Because they're not doing... They're still second in the league, aren't they?
Yeah.
And apart from Silva, who's amazing, it's difficult to point out who really, for them, does anything.
I think they've just got a widespread... You know, if you looked at their top few players, they've all got a relatively good score, but there's not really, other than maybe Silva, who I've had for a couple of weeks, who has got quite a lot of points and features in the top 10 or whatever... Everyone else, they all do quite well, but there's no real
sticks out. They've got some quite cheap players as well, like Milner has accrued quite a lot of points over the season. He's not a mega scorer, but if you had him, you'd still have, must be on 80 plus points.
Milner is one of those, though, when you remember that football exists outside of fantasy football points, which is easy to do, forget that actually happens.
Yeah.
Milner's a very good player. Like, he's a solid player. If you were to ask Man City fans who regularly performs and when he gets called upon will do a decent job, it's James Milner. It's like Michael Carrick for Man U. He'll do a good job. He's a great player, but he won't score you many points, really, ever. So it's not... Michael Carrick's probably the most underpicked, very good player in any squad ever for fantasy football, because if you've got him, you must be related. You must be one of the Carricks. And even then, they probably have to explain, Michael, I'm really sorry. You're great, but we can't put you in. Why would you... It's like having Flamini at Arsenal. Why would you put him in?
Yeah, that's right. But always plays well. Absolutely solid.
Although, didn't you have Flamini at the start of the season?
I did, yeah. I had Arteta as well.
Well, that's Tom's original surname is Flamini. So it's Tom Flamini. That's why.
That's why. Yeah, we're related. He's my long lost cousin.
Yeah, you did have Arteta as well.
I did have Arteta. I kept saying he was captain. He's really cheap. He's a bloody good buy. And yeah, I think he did play a couple of games, and something happened. Like his leg fell off or something. He's not played for a while.
Milner's got 80 points over the season. For $5.5 million.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
So how does that compare to kind of $5.5 million players? Because other players, you think of that range, you think of like Bolasie at Palace, for instance. Palace are getting some great results under Pardew. He stands out to me as someone you could bring in. He's sat on my bench so far, but Yannick Bolasie, flair player, probably between $5 and $6 million.
Yeah.
You just feel like you want to take the risk more than James Milner.
I suppose the problem is this year is that there's some really cheap strikers, say like Pella, although he's gone off and on the boil.
Austin, but Kane.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so you could easily have three players that are cheap and are good. And then so you don't really need that cheap midfielder.
Yeah.
Everyone's just brought...
Well, yeah, because everyone's had one of those cheaper strikers in it every time. You see midfields of other teams and they're stocked with like Yaya Toure, Silva, Hazard and
Fabregas, Sanchez. Yeah.
Yeah, all of them. You don't
That's
need to
pretty
pick
much
one.
My midfield at the moment.
In fairness, there's about... 10 midfielders all around $5.5 million who are all around that 100 point mark. Key Sing Young at Swansea.
He's a good player, Key, yeah.
Yeah, Walters, Boyd, obviously. Like quite a lot of them are sort of weird, actually, because some of them are sort of more strikers, but Key Sing Young's more of a sort of defensive midfielder, isn't he?
Yeah, Key, actually, because Walters and Boyd play quite advanced for Stoke and Burnley, respectively. But I guess if it comes down to it, and they're all around $5.5 million, you kind of go, who would I go on a night out with? And then James Milner suffers.
Yeah.
Because no one, including the Milners, again, want to go on a night out with James Milner.
No, and he's not as likely to play as well, I guess, is he?
Mm.
Key's a good... In fact, when we had Andy on, Andy Gibbons, on last week talking about Swansea, he did say Key's a great shout. He looks quite solid. He should get more assists and goals, but it's in there somewhere. So it was a good shout. And from the results we just went through there with Palace beating Stoke, I just think with the season running, Palace are now safe, pretty much. Pardew's done a great job. Those players, high on confidence, looking to win games, Pardew's got a great effect. If they're playing at home, I don't think you could go wrong by having a couple of Palace players kicking about your squad, to be honest.
No, that's not bad. But ciao.
Yeah.
The likes of, Bolasie or Gale or Puncheon, those kind of people are worth goals. And they seem to be... Obviously, it'll all come tumbling down and they'll be calling for Pardew to get sacked or something.
Obviously.
But before we go on to the second half of the results from game week 30, we'd always slag it off, international break-wise. It wasn't that bad.
Well, if you're a big Cape Verde fan...
I didn't get involved.
You didn't get involved? That's it. No. Abstained.
I watched 10 minutes of the Italy game last night.
Yeah.
Last 10 minutes, and that was it. Too difficult to get interested in it. It really
is. Yeah, in the last 10 minutes of a game.
Yeah. I was watching Boardwalk Empire, to be honest.
It's basically like saying, wanted to watch it, watch the last 10 minutes of it. It's just a load of people walking up to a grave. Schindler's List, Tom. That's why. You need to watch the first 2 hours for it to be a good film. You can't just describe the last 10 minutes of something and then say, yeah, it's not for me.
But I couldn't get into it in the first place. So then I just flicked it on just to watch the last 10 minutes because I thought, got to make a bit of an effort. Do you know what I mean? It's England, Italy. but like I say, if it had been 97 when we were qualifying for the World Cup and Gianfranco Zola scored against Tim Flowers, I believe, at Wembley, 1-0, they beat us. Big game, great game, fantastic game.
I love the fact that you're referring to games against Italy when we lost 1-0 and drew 0-0.
Still good.
And this game had more goals in it.
Yeah, yeah, still good though.
Brilliant. Just hates international football.
I think what it is, and we don't want to dwell on it too much because we're just going to gloss over the whole international break, but I think what it is that the players aren't as likable now than they were then. I think that's my problem with them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't do enough hospital visits.
It's difficult to get behind your Rooneys and your... Not that Terry plays for him anymore, but obviously Terry played for England for, what, a dozen years or something?
Yeah.
It's just difficult to get behind them for me.
It's true, actually. The one thing about it is that you try and get enthused about the friendlies, but the players don't want to be there.
No.
So the only person
that probably... why everyone loves Harry Kane.
Yeah.
They feel like he's one of them.
Yeah, for now.
I don't know if I love Harry Kane, to be honest.
No, you don't. But I tweeted from the account actually saying from at the Gaffer Tapes, follow it at your leisure.
Yeah.
Now, the best thing that could have happened to fantasy football leagues is if Harry Kane had broken his leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't greeted that well by Spurs fans, but it's true, right? If Kane gets injured, people have to make decisions.
Yeah, that's right. Although, where would they go? They'd probably all go to one player.
They'd either get Aguero back
if they don't have him, or they'll all move to...
No one else is quite on the form he's on. So as much as I loved him scoring his goal after 79 seconds, I quite wanted him to fall over after 80 seconds and hurt himself a little bit. But enough of that.
That's just because you're a nice guy, Craig.
Yeah, I didn't want him to do it on 78 seconds. I'm not a dick.
That was pretty poor, though, that it took him 79 seconds to score.
Yeah.
That's like two whole games for Gerrard, isn't it?
Pretty much.
It is. Look at Ash's face. He's so happy.
And talking of that, that brings us on to the second segment of games.
It does, the second part of Game Week 30 for results. We had, obviously, Man United beating Liverpool 2-1 with that Gerrard incident, the red card. He let his side down. And we had West Ham beat Sunderland 1-0. Everton beat QPR 2-1. And Chelsea against Hull in a 3-2 thriller where they almost managed to throw it all away.
Yeah, they did, didn't they?
From 2-0 up. But lots of goals everywhere, which is why it was such a big scoring week. We had some big scorers.
Well, apart from the game of the week, the TV game, West Ham Sunderland.
How was that? Did you watch that?
Fuck my life. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
And then we scored in the last minute, though, so obviously we're brilliant.
Yeah. Saved it.
It's always the way that they pick the awful games in a week full of like goals everywhere, raining goals.
Yeah.
And it's one of those, well, because I looked at it, I thought Giroud got goals, Kane got goals, I knew everyone had him. But I thought I could be doing all right here. Click on to see the gaffer tapes lead to see if I've, you know, how many places I've climbed. Have I climbed it? Have I balls? I'm nowhere. I'm almost level with Tom. That's how bad things are.
Yeah.
It's really bad where it's like a really high scoring week and you look and you've got 85 points or something and you're like, yes! I've gone down three places. How the fuck is that possible?
I had a massive week and went down one place, I think.
Yeah, crazy. Need to spend longer in the mirror.
Mm. Yeah, that's it. Should have psyched myself up a little bit more.
Yes, it's Saturday morning ritual. But as a result of it being a big week, we're obviously hounded on Twitter by a couple of our regular listeners to talk about form, who's doing well. For instance, it's obvious that Tom is in much better form than myself and Ash as we move down the league and he moves up it.
Yes, sir.
So, We've bowed to peer pressure and to recognise form, right?
Mm-hmm.
We should have some sort of award, I think.
Well, yeah, I feel like we should, but only because we've been bullied into it and told to. So we now have to recognise the fact that there is, you know, for some reason, starting awards in March, that's what people do.
Yeah.
Like we've got less credit. A little bit, isn't it?
Yes.
Sort of a little bit like Oscar season, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that March?
Well, like everybody else does. They do end of season stuff and Christmas. Yeah. We're just like better.
Christmas. This is the
Easter.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Easter. That's it. Lent.
Yeah.
Easter doesn't. Lent doesn't get recognised.
I don't know why.
The
Gaffer Tapes Lent Awards. Sponsored by Mars Bars.
Yeah.
If it's the Gaffer Tapes Lent Award, they might just not listen to us for 40 days. We didn't think this through.
No.
But the man of the moment for March on form. We all know who's winning the Gaffer Tapes League. The league pretty much looks as it does at the top, as it has done for a while. Brian Coates is absolutely...
Can I just say my hashtag, who is Brian Coates, has... I haven't got any... It hasn't bore fruit, let's say. Nothing's happened. Nothing's happened. I check it all the time. It's just the three tweets that I've tweeted myself, who is Brian Coates.
So it can be confirmed that you're no closer to knowing who Brian
Coates is. I'm no closer to knowing who he is, what he does, and what he looks like.
Right, well, if you do know who Brian Coates is, then please do tweet us at the Cover Tapes, or tweet Tom on his personal account, because he really wants to know.
Mm-hmm.
This has got bigger than just fantasy football. Tom really wants to know who this man is.
I'm not going
to
rest.
We should start, petitioning UNICEF for funds.
I'm going to start...
Listen, if it turns into enough of a story, Tom's spying a kind of Danny Wallace, Dave Gorman-style book deal here.
Yeah, that's it. Just trying to find out who it is. I've printed a picture, a screen grab of the league, and I've just put it up on different lampposts around the town, just saying, do you know this? And just highlighted his name, gone, do you know this guy?
And it's going to be a book deal. It's called Tom Holmes Sewing My Wild Coats.
Hey!
Is what it's going to be called. So if you do know Brian Coates, that's then nice. Please, on the hashtag, who is Brian Coates? And tweet us and tweet Tom. But although Coates is top of the league, he is being caught. We finally have proof because our manager of the month, I don't know, does he get a drum roll?
Everyone's eardrums died.
No, the answer.
It doesn't. No.
Manager of the month for March, who's by far and away leading the form table there, is never the bride, although he is for March, our very own Mr. Ian Stimpson.
Nice. Hey. It's incredible. Manager of the month award.
management stimmers after he's bullied us into saying we should have an award ceremony.
He has actually in the over the month he did get 239 points.
Wow,
which isn't bad. Like considering if you played four games, you could easily get I don't know like 30 a week, be on 120. So he's doubled that.
And that March includes a week where the average was 36 points.
I think.
So that is pretty impressive.
Oh, Dylan Bassinger. He smashed it.
And he is one of our regular listeners and tweeters, is Stimdog.
Did you see his sort of, what's his thing, Stimdog Eel? His threat to us in the style of that. I think it's gone to his head.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
It sounds like
him. It wouldn't be a podcast this season if we didn't mention him.
Good old the Stimalayan Mountains. So that's the best one I come up with. I spent 15 minutes on that today. Cheers. I've actually got it written on a little post-it in my pocket. That'll do. I'm done. Stick that on the highlight reel. Thank you.
Tom spent that much time at work doing that today. Yeah. And he's a heart surgeon. Three people died.
They did, but it was worse. They died laughing. Yeah. Yay! Here we go.
The fourth one just has got a post-it inside it. He doesn't know. It'll be fine. But yeah, Stimmers is our manager of the month of March. We are going to make this a regular thing every week and let you know that, because Coatsy kind of can't be caught, who is performing best each week. So we will be looking at that. So there's still chance for all of us to get a bit of recognition around here.
Definitely. Oh, we could have a double Catch Me If You Can feature where every week it's who's getting closer to Coats.
Coats me if you can.
But Ant.
Coats me if you can!
Whilst Tom tries to track him down in real life.
Yeah.
Will someone catch him in the league
before Tom catches him in actual life? Yes.
And molests his children.
I like it.
It's a manhunt situation. Yeah.
Exactly.
Manhunt. Right. Coatsy is scared.
Coatsy, I'm scared.
I love the idea of someone stopping Brian Coates. So yeah, let's get this done. Let's spread this around. And you will get, I don't know, if you get three Manager of the Month awards, you get a Toblerone. I don't know. That'll do.
You get a Toblerone. Yeah?
White chocolate one, I'll be up for it. I like that.
All right, steady on.
Let's go mental, mate. Chill out.
There's a budget. But yeah, so that is all the results. Obviously, later on, we're going to be going through all the things for Game Week 31. We have got a game returning for Tom versus Ash, one of the old favourites. He's coming back as Tom is really losing in that and in the real league and just losing. He's just generally losing. And we also go through a few of your tweets in the second part of the podcast. But we'll be back in just a second with parts 2 and 3 of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to part 2 of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and Craig. We've been through game week 30 in part 1, all the big scoring there. Part 2, we're going to go through a few of your tweets in a second, but I thought it was time to reignite an old feature, Tom and Ash, in the Gaffer Gambler, where we try and win some money.
More money.
Let's do it. Well, we try and win you some money.
Yeah.
All right, so you win me one UFC bet and all of a sudden I'm indebted to you forever.
We pile it upon the piles and piles of money we've won thus far.
Yeah.
Yeah, my house is like Scrooge McDuck's.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly it.
What, with three little duck nephews walking around?
Yeah, I've got three naked ducks with T-shirts on. Just T-shirts on.
They're not naked if they've got T-shirts on, mate. That's what my nan always used to say.
The bottom.
I don't know what that is.
There you go. Scrooge McDuck, a nice little 80s reference for you there. So right on after the raccoons. But no, we are going to do the anytime scoring pattern that we used to do where after I explained to you what a patent was and then I explained to you what an anytime scorer was and then I got bored and tried to do it again.
And then had to keep explaining to me every week for about 3 months.
I'll do it again now.
For the whole World Cup.
So it's three choices and you cover three singles, three doubles and a treble. So 7 bets in total. And it's exactly what Tom recommended to me last week or a couple of weeks ago for the UFC. And he got them all right, and it came in at £120 for only £7 spent.
Knowledge.
Thank you very much, Thomas.
It's all right.
So we're going to try and replicate that with things that we actually have a podcast about. Shouldn't be too much of a problem. So anytime scorer, someone to score at any point in 90 minutes across all of the Premiership games going into game week 31. We are going to run through all the fixtures with you in part three, but we will just cherry pick a couple now for who we're going to pick for anytime scorer. So you've got them lined up?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Tom, who are you going with for our anytime scorer patent bet?
I'm going with Austin.
Charlie Austin.
Why is that?
Charlie Austin.
Well, he's got a double game week.
Yeah.
Doesn't apply.
Okay.
You can't go to the book and be like, anytime goal scorer, anytime this fantasy football game week.
Yes. At any point over the next few months. No. Okay, then I'll go for the West Brom game. I think Charlie Austin to score. They're away from home, so that might...
That increase
the odds a little bit.
Because they're awful away from home, yeah. Only one wants to see. That's fine. That's all right. They'll bump the odds up a little bit because obviously he's probably the favourite QPR player to score. Ash, you're going with?
Going against league form and going for Pella, but he did just score.
Ash is loyal, if nothing else.
That's okay, really. He scored internationally and also Everton aren't brilliant at defending. So he's got a chance. And I would have thought the odds of him scoring away at Everton would be fairly high.
That'd be quite nice,
Yeah, fairly
so
long.
Another away performance. So we got Pella, and then I'm going to go for Baba Fete Gomez.
Sounded like you had a strike then. I didn't know what was happening.
That's how you pronounce it, right? Baba Fete Gomez, who finally scored for Swansea last week. We got Hull at home, so I'm hoping he'll grab a goal. So we've got three pretty solid strikers. What we'll do is we'll tweet the bet slip at the Gaffer Tapes, and you can jump on board if you want to have a go at that, or pick your own anytime scorer patents. Like I say, patent, it's 7 bets. You can put, you know, if you just put 50p on it in the box, it'll be £3.50. Multiples of 7. I won't do your times table for you. I don't want to patronise you. But tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. I'll tweet it. You'll see what odds there are, and you can see if you can join in and win some.
I think that'll be nice odds.
Win some cash of us. Tom says it'll be nice odds. He's been watching the adverts.
And I know.
With Ravens them. But yeah, so we'll get on that, and also we'll put our other tips up as we do. I've been doing all right of late, so I'll put the tips on Saturday morning at the Gaffer Tapes, the Gaffer Gambler. See if we can win some monies for the Scrooge McDuck kitty, so we can buy those ducks some bloody pants. That's what we're saving up for. But Tom touched upon it there a little bit. We're going to go now. We asked for your tweets. We've cherry picked a couple of them in a little feature that we used to call and calling again. Tweets for my tweet.
Tweets for my tweet. No, not me.
Adding in the bass. I'm a big fan of that. So we had a tweet from Manager of the Month. That's not his Twitter handle. It's just the title that he goes by now. Manager of the Month, Stimdog. He tweeted us to say that being as the only double game weekers are shit, brackets, QPR and Villa, close brackets, will you be getting any in? So we talk a lot about double game weeks and how it's you should always try and get them into your side, obviously, double the points, even if they just play. But it is QPR and Villa. Is that effect? Have you boys, have you looked at it? Have you considered them?
I definitely have. I've very nearly made my changes. I know what I'm going to do this week, basically. So I've got 2 mil in the bank.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've actually also got 2 free transfers.
Yeah.
So I've already got Austin in, and I'm going to put in either Benteke, aka Tekkers, or Agbonlahor, aka Agbonlahor. I'm going to put in one of those for Aguero. Couldn't think of his name then. Yeah, for Aguero, which will give me even more money, which isn't necessarily something
again,
that I need.
Don't save the money.
No, you can't. But because I've got 2 free transfers, I'm going to stick in probably Oscar in midfield. Right. And then I've literally got the best midfield in the world.
And then you'll have 2 players playing twice. Ash, is it something you're looking at?
Yeah, the only thing is, obviously, I straight away thought it's finally the chance. Benteke is finally going to do it.
Yeah.
Double game week, hero captain. But their first game is away at Man United, isn't it?
Mm.
It is.
So they might score. I was looking at their team. The points they've accrued this season are fucking shocking. Their highest points total out of anybody on their team is Guzan on 99 points. Then after that, the next highest is Agbonlahor on 80.
Yeah.
And 80, that's what Milner had on his own.
Yeah, 80, and I think Benteke's on 70, 60.
70, yeah.
Something like that. See, I'm not sure. If while Ash is here, who do you reckon out of Agbonlahor or Benteke?
Oh, well, Benteke, although he's slightly more expensive.
I'll go for Benteke. I've got loads of money.
I just think money isn't a problem for you, Tom.
No, it never has been, mate.
Heart surgeon. But I just think, I know they're playing Man United away from home. Firstly, that's not all that frightening, despite the fact they're actually playing all right, Man United, and they seem to sort their act out. Although, did you see, completely off topic, did you see that went viral today, a close-up of Louis van Gaal's team sheet, and it had the tactics drawn on it, and underneath the names of the players had their star signs.
What?
Really?
Yeah. So there's like a viral photo going around suggesting that he's picking formations and who can play well with who based on their star sign.
That went around today, did it?
Yeah.
It was well, an April Fool's.
I saw it today.
It must have been an April Fool's.
Must have been an April Fool's, Craig.
Ah!
Ah! He's just clocked! He's just clocked! He's definitely an April Fool's. Oh, it's got to be in it.
That's the kind of thing you'd expect of Martinez.
Amazing.
Oh, that's upsetting because I genuinely thought that's genius. It's because I'm reading a book that's all these like weird approaches to football, and I thought this is groundbreaking. Of course, it's an April Fool.
Of course,
oh, that's upsetting. I'm almost disappointed. I was really excited for him.
And just to let you know, Justin Bieber is still alive as well. If you believe that one,
did that do the rounds today?
Yeah, that did. Apparently,
are there any other football ones? I didn't see any.
No, was it? See any good football ones?
Tom spent. That's all Tom did all day. Stim puns and April Fools.
Stim puns and April Fools. Yeah.
Didn't even register. Probably.
Oh no! No, Sterling did come out and say that he wasn't. Like he wasn't just after the money with his new contract. So that must have been one, wasn't it?
Yeah. Satiric. He's injured, isn't he, Sterling?
Yeah. Well, to be honest, on this it links in nicely because I've looked at the double game week and actually I've done a double transfer like Thomas is looking at as well.
Mm.
And one of the players I've taken out is Aguero, it looks like, and the other player I take out is Sterling. Just because, in my memory, an unsettled player in contract talks who doesn't know where his future lies isn't going to perform if he plays normally. So I figured take Sterling out. It's a good excuse. Get an expensive midfielder in and get Benteke in up front, I'm thinking as well.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to say. And on the Benteke part, I think, to be honest, yes, it's Man United away, but if he plays 90 minutes, which he probably will, that's still 2 points. Mm. And then if he gets a goal in the other game, it's still, you know, worst case scenario, he's going to score you 8 points.
Yeah.
Unless he picks up a yellow card.
Yeah.
That's not...
And he gets booked. He gets a yellow card and sent off in every other game. So.
Yeah. But if he gets 8 points just for turning up as your you made him captain, then that's not a disaster as a captaincy choice.
And it's got to be Austin captain for me, I think.
Well, yeah, same sort of thing. So even if he, you know, it's worth the risk. And in a position where you and I are, Tom, we're chasing page one, then really it's a time where you've got to take a couple of risks.
Yeah, you got to.
And putting Benteke in. As long as Ash doesn't say I told you so, because he said it in September.
Yeah, that's right.
Some terrible
call. He knew he'd come good by game week 31.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm looking at a double game week. But, well, Stim has asked it, so he should let us know. What does he think? Because I still think, no matter how bad the team is, a double game week, you have to seriously consider whether you can slip one of their players in for the week, personally.
Yeah.
No matter how bad they are. And Villa are pretty bad. And QPR are also very bad.
That's true.
Well, to be fair, actually, you've probably got... Oh, I don't know, unless they get absolutely turned over by United. Sticking a Villa defender in probably isn't the worst idea, because unless they get absolutely smashed, they're still going to get 2 points, plus probably a clean sheet the next game.
Yeah.
So that's still 7 points or something.
That's another reason why Guzan might be right. If United pepper his goal, then he's going to get the odd bonus point.
Yeah,
that's true.
I just think with a striker, yeah, they're playing United, but Benteke is a good enough player to get a goal anywhere in the league.
Yeah.
If he gets lucky or if he gets the right, you know, service, which he hasn't got granted, but Scott, you know, Sinclair's been playing for them. He looks lively as well under Sherwood. So who knows? But let us know what you're doing anyway, Stim Dog and anyone else. Stimulane Mountain, sorry, as he's been rebranded by Tom.
Rebrand.
The other tweet we got, actually, which we've touched upon slightly, was from FPL SWAT. They tweeted and said, with Aguero's poor form, is it too big an investment or risk to hold on to him, even considering his favourable fixtures from game week 33 on? So because City have got an easier run in, do you stick by Aguero? Which we've talked about a lot, but it's probably more relevant now because it feels, for some reason, it feels like with this few weeks left, if you're going to get rid, now's the time to do it.
I was thinking that, yeah, before we had the conversation. I think I'm going to get rid of him. 12.8 now. It's mental how much he costs.
Yeah.
12.8, I think I'm going to get rid of him. He hasn't performed for quite a while. I've got Silva, you know, he's scoring the majority of midpoints from midfield, and he's obviously with City. So, yeah, I'm going to get rid of him this game week.
You're cashing out.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how his fixtures compared to... Yeah, they sort of rotate. Like, Arsenal have got slightly harder fixtures, but Drew's 4 million less.
Yeah.
And he's still a Liverpool, Burnley, Chelsea, Hull.
Well, Giroud's in my lineup.
Yeah.
Giroud's in mine. I think if you can... Giroud's the kind of player, if you pick the right weeks all season, he's been a brilliant player to have in.
Yeah,
he is, yeah.
Because he's had some great performances and then he's faded off. But you know, he's still a good player and a good goal scorer. Yeah. But yeah, I just feel like Aguero, it's the time to cash out. But again, if you're sitting pretty at the top of your league, then and everyone else around you is getting rid of him, hold on to him.
You
who
might
knows?
As well keep him, yeah.
But I think if you're in those lower positions, you need to make a move, then now's probably the time to do it with Aguero, because he's just so expensive. And even Costa, like I say, you're even saving money by putting Diego Costa in.
Yeah. I haven't even considered Costa for a long time. I really yeah. don't think he hasn't been scoring.
He's just not nice. Really. He's just not nice.
He's just, he's just nothing nice about him.
He's not a nice boy.
No, he's doesn't do it for me.
Doesn't do it. That's Tom's verdict.
That's my verdict.
Ash, your view on whether Diego Costa's a nice man?
No, not really. I was going to try and defend him, but he just like run around my head.
There you go.
Yeah, too late.
So, although you didn't ask that in your tweet, FPL SWAT, we've also solved the moral dilemma of whether Diego Costa's a nice man. So we're putting our fires everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely libelous, but I just like to go on record and say he's bloody brilliant. I bet he gives generously to charity and has never ever hit a woman. So,
I think it
that.
Depends. I think really it depends
on the woman. Oh no, never mind.
I think if you've not got him, it's probably a good idea to swap for Giroud, isn't it? To answer the actual question.
Yeah.
Well, the Aguero one. Yeah, yeah. It's whether there's a decent replacement. But like Tom's saying, if you're going to not score many points, you might as well not score many points for 7 million rather than 12.8.
Yeah.
He just hasn't done enough to justify the money. It's the Van Persie argument we've talked about the whole time. It's the, you know, he never did enough to justify, even though very good and gets goals, not enough for that money.
No, that's right.
So I think that's it. No. But that's as close as we've ever got to answering two questions pretty seriously from Twitter. So I think well done us, for starters.
Yeah.
But if you do want to tweet us your questions, then please do tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. Even if we can't get them in answered on air for this game week, still tweet them and we'll tweet you back. Or, of course, for anything from game week 32 onwards, then do tweet us your teams or your questions and we'll try and answer the best ones there. If it's a shit question, we won't answer it. That's, you know, that's just them to the breaks.
Yeah.
Really. But, you know. And coming up later on, obviously, we're going to go through the fixtures for game week 31. We're also going to have Tom versus Ash. The nerves are starting to increase within the room.
Ooh, tense.
As they go, as Tom's getting a bit of a doing in both fantasy football and in
the personal life as well. It's not going very well. Everything's against me, mate. I'm in absolute bits. I haven't got any money.
Life's intact.
I'm going to get evicted.
But there's still the gaffer tapes. So that's all right. He'll always have the gaffer tapes. But yeah, so coming up in part three, we go through game week 31's fixtures. We also have the latest installment of Tom versus Ash. So stay tuned. We'll be back with part three of the gaffer tapes in just a second.
Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes. The good news is we recorded a brilliant Tom versus Ash and previewed all the fixtures for game week 31 in probably the most professional bit we've ever done on the podcast. The bad news is we did manage to cock up the recording of it and we had a bit of a problem in the studio, so you'll never get to hear it. Hope you're not too disappointed, but it could be worse. You could be one of three idiots who spent 20 minutes recording a podcast that no one will ever listen to. We hope you enjoyed part one and two, and normal service will be resumed next week for game week 32. So for the time being, thank you. And goodbye.